voice of the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. 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 Here. Can you read together? And he said unto them. What happened when he said, open your mouth, are you afraid? And so Satan fall like what? I saw what? Oh my people are afraid. When you saw your enemy falling, will you keep your mouth shut? Are you still afraid? The Bible said, and he said unto them, I saw who? I saw Satan fall like what? Lightning. From where? From heaven. I saw Satan falling like a lightning. A faller. You can put it in your dictionary. Not someone that is not standing. Devil has fallen. He has fallen. Your fear must go. Every trouble in your heart must go. The one who is threatening you is a faller. He's on the ground. I saw Satan. And as I saw him falling. Concerning your case, concerning your matter, concerning your family, concerning your academics, concerning your home, concerning your marital issue, concerning your voice, everything pertaining to your life. I saw him falling over your health. I saw him falling. All the problems, I saw them falling. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we're still going to go into prayer as we sing that song again. Yes. As we sing that song again, yes, it's time again. You will lead us in that song again. No, he has fallen. And I want you to key in and see him falling. Jesus saw him falling. So you are in Christ. See him falling. See him on the ground. He is a faller. He's on the ground. Sister Abigail, you sing as we worship him. Liberty, Jesus. Oh, see,
Everybody stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. The ministry just continue. You know this faith clinic? So we can just come in as the Lord leads. I had a revelation that I want to share with you. It might be you, it might be me. I don't know who the person is. Like, the enemy is trying to press on you what does not belong. And as the person is running away, trying to cling to you. Like, where would you want to delay, Lori? So, and I've said that song, I want you to pray that every thing that the enemy is trying to force upon your life, every strange thing that does not belong unto you, and the enemy is trying to press it on you. See, this person is trying to move away, and the enemy is trying to push that thing onto you. Now, I want you to pray now that everything that does not belong unto you, that the enemy is pressing on you, that the power of the living God will take it away. Every strange thing that doesn't belong to you, every strange thing that is not part of you, that the enemy is trying to press on you, say you must. They say, no, I reject it. 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 Reject it. Maska papa. Baskapa. Rekeskepo. Regegegegeskepo. Risa iga. Basa kakaka. Maski popo. Rekeskepo. Rekekeskepo. Rekeskepo. Receiva. Risa kapa. Ransikepo. Risa kapa. Manse kepuli. Resigaga. Raansu tolobo. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands unto our Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray for your people this morning. Every strange thing that the enemy is trying to deposit into their lives, every contrary thing that the devil is trying to pin on them, every wrong accusation that the enemy is going to raise, is trying to raise against them, every strange load and burden that the enemy start to put upon their head, Lord, today I take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power of the Almighty God separate them from every strange thing, contrary to your counsel and your will in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.
I am happy. What the Spirit lays upon my spirit. We are still going. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. First and foremost, I want you to understand something. When you hear a message, or you become with the move of God, become so familiar with God's move, could lead to something that is not palatable to you. When the workings of God, you begin, how will I put it now? You can predict somehow that what when anyone, when a minister or a man of God or any man says, hey, you say it is okay, you want to see Abba. Oh, he says, yo, he wants to mention cats or car. You will be denying yourself. The same thing happened to the disciples of Christ. Jesus just fed 7,000 people. Just loads of bread. And when he fed them with just pieces of fish, when he fed them, they heard there were so many baskets that were left. But somewhere along the line, after a while, Jesus was talking and he said something. And he told them, I said, look, my people, beware. Beware of something new. Beware of the living bread of the Pharisees. Oh! I buy it today. They be bready. Wow. They didn't bring bread. Was that what Jesus meant? Huh? Jesus didn't mean that. But they overtook him. Then, ready one. Do not shortcut yourself. Do not deny God's power. I plead with you. Connect with him. Works in our life. Lord, touch every life. In the book of Mark, chapter 8, Mark chapter 8, before we verse 22. Then he came to Bethsaida. And they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him. Anything. And he looked up and said, I see man, I see walking. Then he put his hand on his eyes and made him look up. He was restored, saw everyone clearly. May you not see men like trees. You know my prayer, so nobody was saying amen. The pastor that mentioned it. May you not see men like trees. When a man has an encounter, the level of his encounter depends on the way he releases himself, God, and he permits God to work. Most of the time, we limit God. We put, a restriction to the workings of God. And so we are so satisfied with the little. We are pleased with just a token. And everyone will be looking at us and saying, what is it that with little? There are many things that God wanted to do. This blind man, he met Christ when Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus was invited, Jesus was brought in to his issue. When Jesus was brought in, the Bible says, I just asking that. That was what they were. Just touch this. It's just a touch. Just a touch. Just a touch. Jesus, look. I won't touch you now. There's something. I have to take you out of where you are. Take you out of your comfort zone. Take you out of where you think it will be a place and that people will, you know, people will hail you, people will shout, people will proclaim that you have done something or something has happened. Just off. Bethsaida. You remember Bethsaida? Bethsaida happens to be a place where many times God, Jesus, works so many mighty miracles. And on this blind man is one of those people that Jesus touched. But where am I going? Jesus took this man out. Out because we go to let's just see. Oh, this is not where we are going. All preambles. One, where we are addressing now, the first thing is there are many distractions that are not making God. There are so many distractions. Can see you that God wants to. But the enemy will quickly jump into the situation to this and distract you. As you want to take a step, the enemy will spot it and quickly jump into it and hijack it. And you still come back to the same level. Today, that situation, you shall be delivered. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, you shall be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. All distractions that have been hithering, that's been serving as impediment, full of power, shall be set free. Christ. Today, to rise. You don't rise on your feet. I told you we have not started. These are all preambles that the Holy Spirit just opened my eyes to see many times. Address this matter so that the power of God can visit us. We like to talk to the Lord. We like to cry unto the Lord. Father, tonight, today, I come out from the web of distractions. From the web of distractions. It is a web. The web of distraction that the enemy has used to, that has used the enemy to cover me. The enemy has used it to cover me. And I have been suffering from this distraction every time. Every moment, every time I need to take a step, every time that your presence is coming, every time your glory wants to visit me, I see myself stepping out of your will, and I see myself under this web of distraction. Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the Lord break all these distractions around my life, around my destiny, around the glory of the Lord. All the distractions that are sponsored from the pit of hell, from the kingdom of darkness that has been making me to be confused every time, Lord Jehovah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break this distraction. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break this hole. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break this hole. I break the web. I break the web. I break the web. The web of destruction in my life. The web of destruction. The web of destruction. In the name of Jesus, I break you. I break you. I break you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Still in the same line, these distractions, may the Lord open your understanding. They come in diverse ways. Diverse ways are numerous. One, friends. Friends, associates. Evil friends, associates that have hitherto, anytime the hand of the Lord want to reach out to you, some friends are there. Friends that will, you know, that makes the eyes of the Lord to be shifted away from your life. Every time, and as much as you walk, continue to walk with devilish, with the friends that God is angry with the friends that God is annoyed with, it is the friends that are carrying the wrath of God upon their lives. If you continue to walk with those friends that are doing evil, and you will think you can get God's favor or God's intervention, it is a lie. That wrath of God, if that's your friend, if you don't leave him, that wrath of God can consume you. But it will not consume you. So you must, there are many things. There are friends. There are areas of your life you know that those certain things are always distracting you. You know, you want to take a step to move forward. The enemy brings another distraction. You want to move forward, you want to advance, it brings distraction. Every time there is a distraction, you want to go, you want to study the word of God. You have given time. You have said, yeah, today I'm going to wait, I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast, I'm going to fast. But suddenly, as you think you want to start, you just see something you come up around you and say, ah, me ole fast, for me, I think. And it is that temptation will come to you. You see someone who has fasted, it is when the distraction comes, when distraction comes, it is that time the enemy used to come in and he find himself in sin, in deep sin. Today, you're going to break this hole. Go to break hole. Go to cry unto the Lord today. Go to pray that God today, you will set me free from this shackle, from this imprisonment of distraction. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we like to say after me, Heavenly Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree the prison gate of distraction. broken over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every move from the pit of hell to distract my attention, to shift my attention, to move me away from God's purpose, from God's counsel, from God's will, today I deal with you. I break your counsel. I destroy your workings in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break, I set my spirit free from all manner of destruction. Only my Santaya, ye masete ye kete, rimaka sonde ye bakusa. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Maya bondaya, zikta ya bondaya, mele probo supanda ya ba, remasanda ya malie ba shende ye ba, rekrabata ya balaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The scripture says, he took the blind man out of the city. Cry unto the Lord. Today, every step, everything that you need me to, you want me to do, you take me out of the city. Take me out of the city where I have been known. I've been known to be a blind man. Wherever, Lord, all these are distractions. Everywhere that you intervene in my life, take me out of this comfort zone. I want to experience your power. I want to experience you. I want to experience your presence. I want to experience your glory. Lord, take me out of this comfort zone, my personal comfort zone, where I think I am comforted. But Lord, there is a better place for me. There is a place that is better than what I think. The Bible says, Jesus took him out. That man thought, maybe I've thought that was going to be the best place for his life. But the Lord shall take you out. That the Lord will take you out. That the Lord will take you out. We'll take you out. We'll take you out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, he will take you out so that he can touch you today. Lord, take me out. Take me out. Take me out. Take me out of this city. The city of oppression. The city. The city of body. The city of affliction. The city of suffering. Take me out of this city. Holy Spirit, take me out. Take me out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By the power of your Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your hand bring me out. In the name of Jesus. Let your hand bring me out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord gave me another revelation. And me about guys, and I wouldn't know whether I just me. And I saw this as a house wants to take a move, go into a place. That house is a place where you go and rest. Rest, a place of refuge, place of comfort. But then there was a pool of water, and in that revelation, it looks like a big, you know, whether it's a pond, but very big water. And the water, just like it's saying that, okay, let me just allow this water to abate. When that water was just small water, I can just cross and get inside that house. But as you are waiting, for that water to abate, then it begins to rain, and water starts increasing. Now say maybe the rain will stop. So, and I just see that water moving, and then you are pushing back. Water comes again, you are pushing back, and taking you farther away from where you are actually supposed. You are closer to it, but out of indecision, keep waiting that, let me allow the things to be better. Let me wait for, and please, this takes me to the message. Remember the first message I gave beginning of the first day of the month. Remember? Do you remember? Please, I want to go and listen to it again, because the revelation reminds me of it. So, and at a point, and I just saw you, you now realize that if I continue like this, I will be farther and farther away, and then I might even be consumed by this water. And you just had to take a dash, rush through, and enter the house. So I want you to pray for courage. That enemies will not begin to push you back away from your destiny. That every power that has been pushing you away from your destiny, from his purpose for a cancer, that the Lord will push them back. And you also need to ask for courage, the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit to break through and not begin to wait for comfort zone. This person in this revelation was just waiting for a comfortable position, a comfortable time, a better time to take the move. And as we were waiting for the time to make the move, I saw that water was increasing and was pushing back. But suddenly he realized that he needed to take a move and took a dash and bypassed and went through the water and entered into that place, to that house. So begin to pray this morning. I don't know if you have been, there have been a step you have been trying to take, and then you face challenges and you are retreating. It is time to advance. But I pray this morning, every force that is pushing you back today, speak against them. Push the water out of the way. Push the obstacle out of your way. Push the pull out of your way. Ask for the push of God to take you to a place of rest in the mighty name of Jesus. And every decision you want to take, ask for courage to go ahead and accomplish that God which God has proposed to accomplish here in the mighty name of Jesus. Maska papa, rasaka papa, rasipa ilagashipa. Raisekepo, raasaka papa, rainsekepo shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody stand on your feet and lift up your hands. Lift up your hands unto the Lord. Father, we lift our hands unto you. With these hands lifted up, we are linked to the grace of heaven. And we bring down your power upon our life. And with inner strength, we push back every aggression of the enemy against our life, against our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every pool of water that the enemy has orchestrated, every flaw that the enemy is bringing to scare us, to threaten to drown us, that is threatening to prevent us from entering into our destiny. Lord, today we dry them all by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every spirit of doubt, every spirit of indecision, every spirit of inaction that have been holding your people down, I rebuke today. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Release your courage.
Amen.
And divine push for your people to push into their destiny, into their place of rest, amen, into their place of testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Before we go, so the blind man. spiritually, physically, emotionally, every part of my life. Lord, perfect your word. In Jesus' name we have. Sorry if I do not. You will prevail in the name of Jesus. The scripture tells us in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 18. The Bible says, and I saw the devil. And I saw the devil. And I saw the devil. And I saw the devil falling. Every battle that is going. Lord. All the battles that are the realm that is making everything, battle that is going on, waking you in the place of prayer, that is going on and it is not making you to progress, moving you. You are riding with force. You are riding. You are making it. You are trying to make it. Yes, it's just like when the Lord held the horses and the chariots of Egypt and they were riding it with force. So by the name of the Lord Jesus, it is a power. It is a power. But the enemy also is using that power against the church. He's using it against his people. And so by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as the enemy is using every strong, every power to make you to ride with force, with difficulty. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to decree today in the name of the Lord Jesus, all manner of hardship, all manner of trouble, every battle that is going on for the sake of my progress, for the sake of my good health, for the sake of my joy, for the sake of my blessing. Today, the word of God prevail against you. Yes, today, the word of God prevail against you. I bring destruction, for it is written. It is written. And I saw, and I saw, and I saw the devil. I saw Satan falling like lightning in the name of Jesus. Brakata yakata. Zendele Moria Baya Moria Bako Sekaria Bada Yabada. Meyekelekele Bagazanta Yaba. Mayakrobabo Sekele Bagazanta. Rimakarabako Sebro. Meya Polia Bako Sondele Baka Libraba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to plead with for those of us who are at the gallery. I hope you are with us. So that it will, the angels of the Lord will not think it's only the people at the main auditorium that the people that he must touch. I want you to get connected. You are not here as a spectator. I hope you know that. Those of us who are in the gallery, you are not a spectator. You have not come to watch film. You've come to have an encounter. So please get connected. Let the Lord also touch you wherever you are. So you will rise on your feet. Let every one of us rise on our feet wherever we are. I'm still going to handle one prayer again. I'm not sharing anything again. We're going to handle prayers. We're going to pray. We're going to handle some prayer points. Just being led as the Holy Spirit gives us direction. There are a number of us, our fellowship with the Lord has no level at all. It's at zero level. Zero level. The enemy comes anytime, anyhow to feed life. He comes to oppress you. He comes to attack you any moment, anytime he feels like that he needs to attack. Because your spiritual level with God, with Jesus, is at zero level. Zero. He knows that you are just making noise. In Jesus' name. You do not have a personal relationship with him. No deep relationship with him. Nothing. No revelation. No insight to the world. No direction of purpose. You don't cry unto the Lord today. Every area where the enemy has weakened you. Every area where the enemy has sapped your strength. Has diminished you, has made you to be as nothing. He has weakened you and he has made you to be as nothing, useless. A useless Christian that you cannot even say, I command you in the name of Jesus, lose it, come out from this place. And you are just an ordinary. The enemy threatens you and you begin to cry. He begin to harass you and begin to, you are afraid to even to go out. Today, the Lord wants to restore you. You want to cry unto the Lord and say, Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enough is enough upon the activity of the enemy. Lord, I know that I am the one who has released myself unto his hand. But today, Lord, I've come that you will deliver me. You will excavate all the rubbish in my life. You will excavate all the debt in my life. You will excavate every pollution in my life. You will excavate every trash in my life. You will excavate it. That your power and your life might flow through me. That I will no longer be empty. I will no longer be at zero level. I will no longer be a non-entity in the things of God, in the things of the Spirit. Oh Lord of heaven, help me, Lord, today. By the name of the Lord Jesus, help me today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, change my level, transform my life, break all this distraction from my life, loose me from the bond of the wicked, loose my soul from all oppression, all manner of things that are contending with my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your spirit come alive in me. Let the power of life come upon my life again. Let the power of grace come upon my life again. Let there be a refreshing time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I awake in the strength of the Holy Ghost. I awake in the might of Jesus. I awake in the power of the Spirit of God. I awake in the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, I awake to conquer. I awake to take over. I awake to take over my possession, to take over my land, to take over my inheritance, to take over by the name of Jesus. I awake in the power of the Spirit of grace. In the name of Jesus, today, all the enemies that have been bombarding, that have been troubling, today, your activity is destroy your cancer. He is abolished. Your program, your agenda is destroyed. In the name of Jesus. I receive strength into my spirit being. I moved to have an encounter with the Most High God today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Stand for 1 minute. Okay. What I prepare for. Prepare for what I call three strong pillars. Point. Of first one. Third one, I'm going to see. Want you to those three areas. All the enemy. Let's pass. We that the judgment of the Lord on it. All the power heritage. All the vision comes. Anytime you see there is an invasion in your life, anytime you see what you don't see, you are not seeing, begin to experience strength, there is a trace. Nation does not come as a result of disobedience to the word of God. Disobedient to what the Lord has said. These are the things we plan to the Lord over to us. Just three, 4 minutes. Would you like to rise on your feet? Life you have been living before. Believe in the life you are living right now. you know that somewhere along the line, you've not been enjoying the fullness of God's grace. You see that all that belonged to you has been thrown out of your area. You've seen that you have been plundered. Enemy has devoured, has eaten up what does not belong. You have seen that the kingdom of darkness has invaded your area. Cry unto the Lord. Every area we everything that I've done that has made me to be invaded by the enemy. Lord, today I cry. I have come to cry for your mercy. I've come that you will show me mercy and be gracious to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all areas where the enemy has thrown me out of my possession. Out of my possession. My possession is the possession of promotion, possession of blessing, possession of joy, possession of success. But Lord, it is what I am experiencing. Today, I know it is as a result of my disobedience. I have gone this, I have been against you. But today, I am coming back. I cry for mercy. I cry for your mercy. That Lord, you will be merciful to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You'll throw yourself before the Lord. We'll try to throw yourself before the Lord. I want you to throw yourself before the Lord. Open yourself before Him. All manner of invasion that you are going through. All manner of intrusion of the enemy. Infiltration into your life. The enemy is infiltrating into your destiny. As he's infiltrated into your destiny. You'll see you are experiencing so many things. So many failures, so many objections, so many obstructions, so many barriers. Oh, it appears things are not moving. What your parents suffer, you are also suffering. You are going through it. What your brother went through, you are also going through it. What your sister went through, you are also going through it. The same trend, the same issue. We have to cry unto the Lord and say, today, Lord, I know our disobedience, our rebellion attitude has brought an invader into our life. But today, I plead for mercy. I cry for your mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the sickness I am having, the infirmity that I have been having, it flows from my mother, from my father. I remember, but it is a result of invasion, all manner of delay. I cry that you will be merciful to me. You will be merciful to me and be gracious to me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy has eaten up, consuming your life, has made your life to be lonely. All manner of the enemy, what's the activity of the enemy? Everything he has plundered and has shifted your base, he has shifted you out of your inheritance. He has taken you out. I want to say today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I cry for mercy. I cry for mercy. All the shifting of the enemy shifted you out of your possession. He has eaten up your devour. Just say, Father, today you will have mercy upon me. Thank you, Father, because the power of these invaders has been destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're going to deal with encroachers. Those forces that have encroached are different. They are different. Time does not permit us to all the encroachers. They are claiming what does not belong to them. Life. They are claiming your life. They are claiming the ownership of your destiny. They are claiming your destiny. They are saying it is there, they are the owner. And that is why you have an exchange of destiny. They are claiming the things in your life. You want to say today, they are all encroachers. All these encroachers. Everything that the enemy, every encroacher into your life. Go to declare war against them and begin to deal with them. Send them out of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Send them out, send them out, send them out. All these encroachers, all there where you have encroachment, they have stepped beyond their boundary to attack you. When Herod stepped beyond his boundary, when he killed James, he wanted to kill Peter. But the Bible says, yes, the Bible says the church prayed, and he could not, because he wanted to encroach into one's life. Everybody was quiet. And when he thought, okay, I need to encroach into another destiny. I want to encroach into another destiny. And he wanted to encroach. That was the time it was not possible, because there was a resistance. There was a resistance in the realm of the spirit. There was a resistance. They could not permit him to encroach into the affairs of Peter. The church rose and said, no, you are not permitted to encroach in this life. You cannot encroach. So therefore, your power is arrested. Your cancer is broken over your family, over my life, over my family. Destroy all encroachers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. There are one of us. No problem. I've been having. Are arrested in your life in the name of Jesus. We say and we pay. That is dry up, and we lose the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Lord set you free. So pray. Stand up. Every trespass that was bring something that when we are reading, say, Lord, take all the trespass. Does not go like that. When a trespasser is caught, he faces judgment. And so you are going to declare what any power that has trespassed over my life. Any spirit, every man that has trespassed against my destiny. Today I bring such person under the judgment and fury and anger of the Most High God. I decree whatsoever, whosoever, everywhere, whosoever that have been trespassing upon my life, trespassing over my destiny. Today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bring them under God's judgment. I bring them under God's judgment. I bring them under God's judgment. I cry unto heaven to fight for man, to fight against this enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, arise on my behalf. Lord, arise over my case. Lord, arise concerning my situation. Lord, arise, Lord of heaven, arise for all these trespassers who have risen, who have trespassed over into my family, trespass into your home, trespass those who have trespassed into your family, trespass over your destiny. Today, in the name of Jesus, I bring them under God's judgment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all trespass over your heirs. In the name of Jesus, all manner of affliction, they are all workings of the trespasser. In the name of Jesus, I break their all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Would like to give him glory? There are areas of your life you want the Lord to touch for the second time. And talk to him. Just give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him praise. Rejoice in him. Bless his name. Adore him.
You are the Lord from beginning to the end. There is no place for high human. You are
God by yourself. Begin to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are God.
And you are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for like you, man. You are God by yourself. From beginning to the end, there's no place for like you, man. You are God. Heavenly Father, we worship you for the way in which you have met us today. Once again, we put an end to every invasive activity of the enemy in our lives and even in our church, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pull the invaders to flee and we push them back in the mighty name of Jesus. Every encroachment of the devil into our lives, into our destiny, into our home, into our business, into our relationship, into our ministry, Lord, today we put an end to it in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, we ask today that you will grant us victory over the activities of the enemy, of the devil, over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for anybody who's here today whose journey of progress is being elongated deliberately by the devil. I pray for everyone today whose destiny is the enemy is trying to make, used to make a detour. Lord, I put a hand to every manipulation of the kingdom of darkness over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness you have healed here today, they remain totally and permanently healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there's anybody who is still sick, maybe who are here or who are connected to this service online, I pray that the power of the living God will rest upon them and deliver them from any form of sicknesses in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any yoke of oppression over any life, whether present in this auditorium, or those who are connected to this service online, or those there are somebody is standing for, Lord, I break that power of oppression and the yoke of the enemy over those lives in the mighty name of Jesus. If there are some people who have been believing you for one thing or the other, and they have been yearning, they have been crying, they have been fasting, they have been praying, Lord, I plead with you this morning. Reach out unto these people. Lord, reach out unto them. Lord, reach out unto them. Lord, reach out unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant that you are used to bless us powerfully today. Lord, we ask for increase in his life, in his ministry, in every area of life and godliness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.